Welcome into the Friday, May 5, 2023. This is Market Plus. I'm Paul Yeager. That's Chris Robinson. Glad to have you here. Chris, right before we started rolling, I was asking you, what'd you see yesterday on the drive? A lot of people in the field?
Not a lot, but actually a lot of activity. And you know, it was actually a beautiful drive. I drove into the sun the whole way in the sunset, but you know, nothing dramatic, but I did see some people.
A lot of dust?
Yeah, you know, it was surprising. I was surprised. Once I got over the Mississippi, it got dustier.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We're going to talk about drought right here. We're going to start with Eric in Ohio. What factor caused the bump in the wheat market midweek? Can that factor cause a sustained increase in the wheat market? During the main program, we already talked about the Black Sea. How do you want to answer that question?
Well, for today's action, it was a very, very good recovery of the last flush. Because we keep having these flushes. We rally back, we flush, we rally back. It was a good way to end the week. We'll see if there's any more follow through. That's what the wheat has been lacking. And the number one driver in the wheat, as far as I'm concerned, is the massive Chicago wheat short position that the funds have. If they have to buy that back, that alone will help support prices. So I would watch that carefully. The next week's going to be really key because, again, somebody asked a question earlier about the 100-day moving average, all those technicals. We've been oversold in wheat for, 3 months. Multiple times people have called the bottom in wheat. So hopefully this is the bottom that will hold. The timing's right. We're heading into May. You know, this time last year, 2022, little did you and I know that when we were peaking, May, June, and then boom. So maybe now, hopefully this year, we're turning. So,
well, seasonals haven't mattered the last couple of years.
Right. And the seasonals have been screaming buys. There are some very well-followed cash, brilliant cash guys that have been like for the past 3 weeks, they're getting big, big buy signals. But, it's like everything else. Sometimes those programs don't work until people finally throw in the towel. It felt like this week was the throw in the towel week. Hopefully the lows are in.
Does drought have anything to do with this?
Yeah, that was another thing. There were some drought monitors came out today. A couple of them, more well-followed services, had some, I guess you just have to call them friendly or bullish ideas on, we may be heading into a drought. This year, I keep making this analogy, it makes me think a lot of 2012. 2012, if you look at the charts, which I spent a lot of time doing, we trended lower all the way till June. It was miserable. And then, boom. That drought came and then it was off to races. So somebody asked earlier about making sales down here. If you do, you got to re-own it because you don't want to sell it in the hole and then watch it rally on a weather issue. And that's what's going to be the driver. We need a weather issue. And in the last 30 years, every planting season, there's usually one or two weather hiccups. So hopefully that's what we're set up for in the next 2-3 weeks.
Unless you're the one in the weather problem. You just need that for the market.
Right.
That's
absolutely
the unfortunate thing. All right, let's go with Nathan in Illinois. And Chris, he wants to know, what is your export outlook going forward for this year? Which crop commodity do you like the best for exports right now?
Well, I'd say across the board, things can only get better. Our main export partner, other than Mexico has been pretty steady buyer of pork and corn. China needs to get back in the game, really what it comes down to. They've been steady with soybeans, but they're waiting for the South American crop, which is now about to come online. They just took their first soybean shipment from South Africa, I read today. So they're looking for other markets. So that's the number one driver. They've been asleep at the wheel as far as it comes to wheat and corn. And then to add insult to injury last week, they had the cancellation. In the past, you and I have talked about this, they're famous for doing cancellations, folding their arms, and then, somebody back over here buys it. So we'll see. Maybe that was their strategy this time. It might have blown up on them this time, though, because we did have such a pretty good turnaround, especially in corn and new crop corn. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them come back in. When corn's at 17-month lows, when wheat's at 2-year lows, if you're an end user, this is it's a gift.
The green light. Like your time.
Green light, yeah. Can it go lower? Yeah. But I think if you're an end user, this is where you want to step in and start taking some protection.
Okay. Step out of commodities into the overall picture of ag. And this is Joel in Oklahoma. Have farmland values and sales hit a plateau?
We'll see. A lot of it, I think, was interesting. It's been driven really because most of these sales are cash. Nobody's been borrowing money to do it. So that's the other thing. Those sales might be done. Anybody that's looking to go to the bank, a year ago, you know, we were at 2.8%. Now we're at 6.5%. That might slow some people down, slow the roll a little bit. Like everything else, you know, the market values, they trend up. And then if they do correct, unfortunately, they usually correct sharply. But I think in general, I was joking earlier. I mean, some friends of mine have been trying to buy some land and some ideas for a while. Probably when they buy the top, when they finally ink the deal, write the check, that might be the top. So they haven't done it yet.
That's everybody's fear.
Yeah.
They always think when I sell, that was the low.
Yeah.
When I, you know, whatever it is. Okay. Let's go fill in Ontario. With the July contracts of corn, soybeans, and all three wheat trading below their 100-day averages, what's the bullish argument looking ahead for old crop versus new crop?
Well, old crop corn has had, in fact, I wrote about it. I mean, and there was a huge basis bump up. If you look at May, as May was going off the board, May was 50 cents over July. They were begging you for, if you had corn in the bin, to let it move, get rid of it. I wrote it in my letter. I'm like, if your basis is good and guys are getting north of $7 corn, how can you say no to that when you're looking out at new crop corn, you know, not at six anymore, not at 550. At one point we dropped down, you know, below 520 for a second. Now it looks like we're going to head back up. So yeah, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. And the other thing to watch too, if you're interested in that, is that watch that July Dece spread, the old crop, new crop. You'll see it start to turn. And again, kind of to bring in the other question about exports, they'll be the most sensitive to any moves. And then finally, with old crop corn, the funds are short. They finally flipped themselves into a short position as of last week. So they may have sold it in the hole too. They're not always perfect. They may have to buy that back. So the trap's been set, right? So hopefully they're nailed and they have to get out of it, and it helps us get a recovery.
So what's the bait in your analogy?
Oh, they don't want to lose money. The funds don't really care.
You mean the funds are? Yeah, specific commodity right now is the bait?
Well, when you've got corn at 17-month lows, okay. Multi-month lows, everything's oversold. People are getting ready to not throw the towel in, but just, you know, get very, very frustrated. Then all we have to have is some sort of demand or some sort of weather issue, and it looks a lot like 2012.
But is the only big story, big shoe, big snap of the trap to go, is weather the only thing that's really going to rally us?
I think it's weather and also how the overall economy does. If we can get away from these bank issues, right, and if you look at the March low, I was down in Orlando for Commodity Classic when that happened. That was spurred by the bank issue, because when the markets get scared, these guys will, it's risk off. It's called risk off. Yep. They just sell all commodities. It makes no sense, but that's the go-to button, hit the sell button. Then they buy, then they spent, if you look at March, we had a 50-cent rally in corn and an 80-cent rally in beans, and everybody's like, oh, it's behind us. So if we can get away from that problem, I think that'll help things get back to normal, and then hopefully we can get back to trading supply and demand.
That's what I was trying to set you up for, is that we're going to go back to that. All right, I'm going to close on energy. Crude off $5 this week, 7%. Natural gas off 11%. How much lower can these two go?
Natty gas is sitting at a two-year low. I mean, you know, got to remember, a year ago we were at 10. Now we're at 2. It looks like it's trying to find a bottom. Same thing with that action that we had this week, where we went down and took out that 65 low, and then literally 3 minutes later, we were gone. It was, if you want to look at a scary chart, it was like 1 minute, 2 minutes. It was just, you know, cleanse. So hopefully the lows are in for crude. Why is that? Higher crude is good, because when crude is supported, there's more desire amongst the financial community to own all commodities. So it helps lift all commodities at a rising tide. But if you look at if you put a chart up of crude oil and corn, every time crude's had a big move, corn has moved as well. So if you're bullish corn, friendly corn, you want to see crude stay north of 70.
Well, Russia came out this week. They are still finding buyers for their product. OPEC, I guess the United States might send someone to Saudi Arabia. I'm guessing oil will be on that docket discussion. Oil is still at the center of a lot of our economic discussions.
We still haven't refilled the SPR.
Right.
Somebody's got to buy 185 million barrels of oil.
Maybe they're the ones that sent the market higher at that point.
Yeah.
Could have been. All right, Chris. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To talk to you again.
Yep. Good to be here. Thanks.
That's Chris Robinson, everyone. Thank you. Next week, I'll look at a new approach to handling mental health emergencies in rural America. We'll also have the market analysis of Naomi Bloom. Thank you for joining us. Have a great week.